Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Get excited!
Whoop whoop!
Another huge investment making its way into what's becoming known as the Valley of the Silicon Sun. The U.S. Department of Commerce plans to invest another $6.5 billion into the Taiwanese semiconductor company, money that comes from the CHIPS Act. From taxpayers. But U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo says TSMC is also investing some of its own money.
They will be investing more than $65 billion of their own money to build these three new facilities.
And Senator Mark Kelly says a lot of people made this happen.
Mayor Gallego, Governor Katie Hobbs, Governor Ducey before her, the Arizona Commerce Authority, led by Senator Watson.
Yeah, how about mentioning us taxpayers there, Senator Kelly? Because, you know, this latest announcement really amounts to more than $11.5 billion for TSMC when you add in the loans they will also receive. And now they plan to build a third fabrication facility in North Phoenix. Valley economist Danny Court with Elliott D. Pollack and Company is concerned whether we'll have the housing to meet the demand.
We are seeing a wave of apartments coming online, which, again, it's a good thing. It helps stabilize prices and keeps it more affordable. But no, we need housing of all types.
And Valley home prices continue to be among the nation's highest. Redfin says the average price in February was $455,000, up 14% over the past year. So I wonder if we'll ever be able to afford to pay down our national debts while simultaneously affording a house, groceries, and gasoline. The current cost for each taxpayer right now on that national debt amounts to $266,000 per taxpayer. Remember, President Biden was just here in the Valley last month announcing almost $20 billion in grants and loans for Intel to build chips. And the day before that big bucks announcement, Biden told supporters this about Donald Trump's tax policies.
He wants to make sure that the biggest corporations continue to benefit.
Sounds like he wants to be the only one to make sure corporations benefit. But shouldn't he, a Democrat, be against corporations sucking up the tax money paid by the middle class? At least Democrats used to stand up to the Republicans who went against their core principles of smaller government and sought crony capitalism in the form of pork for their hometowns. Now it seems like it's all the rage to pass bipartisan legislation giving away billions. That Patrick Patak of the Arizona Commerce Authority told me,
needed for national defense needs like war planes and radar systems and whatnot. So it's almost invaluable how important it is to have this technology produced on American soil.
Yes, and it's great that we're getting good paying jobs, but if they're not going to be good enough to afford a house because we don't have enough housing here right now, and of course supply drives demand and the other way around and all that, and drives up prices, and we can't pay off our debt, or at this point I think relying on our great-great-great-great-grandchildren to pay that off, is it really going to be worth it?